This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Welcome back, my friends. Hour number two, KMOX is at your service. Greg Damon sitting in with you tonight. Matt Pajeski, our great producer, kicking out the jams. Little Ted Nugent to start off hour number two. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate that. No Kevin Wheeler kind of, you know, music at all. That's what I say. We're rocking out here tonight on KMOX is at your service. We thank you so much for joining us. And I have to tell you, folks, now I got some great folks here. Coach Jason Berniak from Missouri Baptist University, head coach for the football team, is in studio. Also on the phone with us, we have head coach of the MICDS football team, Coach Fred Bouchard. He's joined us on the phone. Coach Bouchard, you okay?
I'm doing great.
All right, fantastic. Coach Jason, now you can talk. See, there you go. I've only been doing this 22 years. You think I know how to push the buttons on? You should be live and ready to go.
Awesome. Welcome. I'm glad to be here. And my wife needs that mute button.
Well, now you kind of threw me off my whole thing now. So, you know, I'm not sure.
There was no agenda. We're going to have some fun. So might as well kick it off.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Well, hopefully my wife isn't listening and we'll be okay. No, I'm just kidding. Well, let's start off by I want to introduce both you guys because I think you guys are great coaches, really kind of some of the faces of the football here in the Midwest. And Coach Berniak, let's talk about you, Missouri Baptist head coach. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so I've been the head coach at Missouri Baptist now for 10 years. We are in our ninth season. Our first season was in 2014, but was hired in 2013 to be the first coach ever that Missouri Baptist had, and been blessed to have that position. I've lived out here in St. Louis now for 20 years. I grew up in Boulder, Colorado, so played at the University of Colorado. So I'm excited to see what's going on with my Buffs, and been there my whole life until I moved out here, and been coaching out here ever since, and excited to be a part of Missouri Baptist.
Now, I will say that when we first met, you told me about a book that you want to write and stuff Nick Saban would never have to do about getting the program up and running at Missouri Baptist.
Yeah, that's right. I think as small coaches or small school coaches and the coach that is there at MICDS with us tonight, he'd agree, you know, that there's a whole lot of things that we put on our plate that Nick Saban has never had to do at the University of Alabama or any of his stops, you know, but it's all part of the grind. It's all part of... you know, being at that lower level, but I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Coach Bouchard?
Yep, there's probably plenty of things that Coach Saban hasn't had to do that we have to pick up at our smaller schools there. So sometimes those are the wonderful blessings. I know I get the opportunity to teach flag football to sixth grade girls, and I'm pretty sure that that's something that Nick Saban's not doing during his week here. So, but actually, it's kind of fun. They keep the game pretty light. And one of their first questions to me was, if we score, do we get to do an end zone dance? And I was like, yeah, girl. The problem was when they did score, both teams did the end zone dance. Oh, both nice. The offense and defense we're breaking into the dance. And I thought, well, that's really not the way it's supposed to go, but let's go with it.
All right, Coach Bouchard, I'm going to have you give you a little bit about your background. Pretty proud of your background. You're Missouri State High School coach in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I've been blessed with some outstanding players and some outstanding assistant coaches during my time as a high school coach here in Missouri. And spent a small stint at my alma mater, Culver Stockton College, as a head coach there. So, Coach Berniak, I kind of understand those the ways of the NAIA, and I'm working small college football for a little bit there in the late 90s and early 2000s. Yeah, my background actually, I played at Culver Stockton and had a couple years as a assistant coach in a small. Outside of Hannibal, Mark Twain Junior Senior High School, then was a GA at Northwest Missouri State, no Bearcats, and it was before they were currently the Bearcats that they've become. But we had a great group of coaches, and all of them have gone out and done wonderful things. We also had a great group of players. Tom Cruise is the head coach at Raymore Peculiar. He retired a couple years ago, and he's now with Kelly Donahoe at Rockhurst High School. But he was a quarterback on that team. Greg Jones, the Hall of Fame coach from Kearney and Liberty North, he was also a senior on that team. So it was an awful lot of fun. And we actually made the national playoffs, lost in the first round to Pittsburgh State when Dennis Francione was finishing up at Pittsburgh State before venturing off into the Division I world a little bit later on. So spent a stint down in Camdenton, and then I got my first head coaching job in Palmyra, Missouri. And I always kind of laugh that we went 1-8 my very first year, and then we were 41-8 the next 4 years. So it was a good turnaround. And people like, what did you do? And I went and spent 2 days with Bob Shore, who was head coach at Camdenton, and a guy by the name of Jerry Kill, who most of us now know. He's head coach at New Mexico State, but was at Minnesota and Southern Illinois and Northern Illinois, and really learned. Like, I remember listening to this guy explain football to me, and it was just there was like three of us there, so you could pop questions, and it was just 2 days of intensive football. And at the time, it was split back beer because that's what they ran, but I just remember thinking, my gosh, this guy's a teacher. And leaving that thinking, I've got to improve as a teacher. Like, I think I was a teller and sometimes a yeller, but that was
guilty.
That was such a great learning experience. And then ended up over in Harrisonville a few years later after college stint. Ended up over in Harrisonville and was fortunate to make 5 straight trips to the state championship game, and 3 of those were against MICDS. So I got to know the coaches there just in a good competitive way, and then had the pleasure and the challenge of opening a brand new high school program at Staley High School. And for the first 8 years was a head coach at Staley High School, which was a lot of fun. And Coach Berniak, I can kind of relate, is like, you literally are picking out what it's, you know, what's going to be on the helmets and what do those jerseys look like and all the other things. So that's what takes me to here at MICDS. I'm retired from the public schools during my last stretch. I was a school administrator, building level administrator, and then I went to central office and was, you know, finished as an assistant superintendent. So after retiring, Coach Smith, the AD here at MICDS, called and said, I think we're losing our coach, and if you're tired of pushing papers around, I got a pretty good job for you. So lo and behold, this is my fourth year at MICDS. That's a long story. Sorry, I couldn't make that more concise. That's what, when you're an old guy, Coach Berniak, you have a longer resume to cover, but I don't know if it's any better. Boulder, Colorado, by the way, I grew up in Gunnison, Colorado. So
there you go.
Colorado Mavis.
Yep.
And my sister is a concierge at the St. Julian there in Boulder. So I've been there often. So
nice place.
Did you go to Fairview or Boulder High?
No, I was a Boulder High guy. I was a Panther. So well, Fairview, you know, the legendary Bill McCartney, who coached Colorado to the national title in 1990 and was there for a long time. His son, Mike McCartney, is the head coach at Fairview, and ever since he's taken over, Fairview's beat the pants off of Boulder. But I went to Boulder when we were still halfway decent.
There you go. When Sam, see, I knew Sam Pagano. I never met Chuck or John, but over my travels, I knew Sam. I got to meet Sam through high school, and of course, Chuck Pagano, the former head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, it's his father.
That's so right. Sam taught me how to drive. He was my driver's ed teacher. Sam was.
That's awesome. So anyway, all right, Greg, heck, we can go. We can just go hard.
I'm going home. So you guys just, you know, you guys got it for the next 45 minutes. I'm out.
No, that's fun. I mean, it's great with, you know, with Coach Bouchard, and you're exactly right, man. The challenges that you see, but I, you know, even with the challenges, you wouldn't trade them for anything, you know, because you learn so much. And you mentioned Jerry Kill, man. My head was over here nodding. I mean, Jerry Kill is one of the best to ever do it. I think he's really underrated, to be honest with you, but just a tremendous man. But then what he has done as a coach is tremendous. You know, if he didn't have some of the health issues that he had, there's no doubt he'd probably be in the Hall of Fame, and who knows, he may be there someday.
Oh yeah, I think he's got a chance of getting there anyway. And what he's done at New Mexico State, you know, has there ever been, you know, that's a program that had just lived in rock bottom and couldn't find a way out of it. And then here he gets them to a bowl game, and he'll get him back to it. Like, he just is that's a driven dude, but I'm not surprised, having spent that time with him, just being an excellent teacher. And so anyway, that's awesome, Coach.
Well, that's what you guys are, though. You guys are the teachers. You guys are the ones that bring these young men together and form them into a team and do great things with them. You know, what do you think of the state of football today? You think it's up? You think it's down? And I'll go with Coach B first.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly think the state of football is up. It definitely has its challenges that we're seeing at the collegiate level, you know, with the NIL and the transfer portal and all that and how that's changing thing. But I think the state of football is up. There's still a ton of people that love to go to a football game, love to watch football. The numbers, I think, they're starting to balance out a little bit. Obviously, I think there was a little bit of dip when there was all that concussion stuff, but you know, I give a lot of credit to, like, the AFCA, the American Football Coaches Association, to the USA football groups and all these outside organizations, the helmet companies. Everybody's putting so much emphasis into making equipment better and improving the coaching, improving the safety of the game, that I think it's kind of leveled that out a little bit. You're still going to have some people that are a little bit leery of it, but overall, I'd say the state of football is in a good spot.
Coach Bouchard?
Oh, I pretty well agree. I think, you know, that there's that dip where there's a pretty serious concern. It's just, I mean, it's just such a popular sport. Like, what do they say? Like, every year, like the you know, the NFL and college football and just football in general, like, they're like, of the best 100 watched programs over the course of the year, it seems like 70 of them are football games. It's crazy how many people just enjoy watching a good football game. And so I just think that popularity doesn't stop. I do like Coach Berniak said, is that it just the response by the NFL, by AFCA, by some of the manufacturers, and just and certainly in the coaching, you know, I think officiating in some ways, they've kind of turned, like, you know, the targeting rule I know there's a lot of people who are like, this is a bad rule. And I'm thinking it is not a bad rule. It's really forcing coaches to teach differently so they're not losing their best players. And the better we teach that and the better we coach that, you know, every so often, yeah, things get caught and kids, you know, they get removed from a game because of a helmet to helmet that was seems like it was pretty unavoidable. At the same time, I'm thinking if this is making our game safer and it can last longer, that's not necessarily a bad thing. So, I think it's awfully popular and it's still strong. We just got to keep having participants. And you know what? I think there's still just a, you know, in the DNA of boys, there's just still in us this, you know, kind of a warrior mentality. And I think it stems from thousands of years. And I don't think we can ever run away from the DNA that we have in us, that there is still an urge to say, let me go do rough and tumble things that boys have done their entire life. And this is one of those. And I know there's people who would say, no, you can't do that. And I certainly understand when parents step in and don't think that's necessarily what's perfect or right for their kid. But I will tell you that there's a lot of boys that's exactly what they need in their life. That's what they yearn for. If they don't do it there, it's going to spill out somewhere else.
Nope, you're absolutely right. Coach, I got to take a quick break. Can you hang with us a few more minutes?
Absolutely.
All right, fantastic. We're visiting with Coach Fred Bouchard. He's the head coach over at MICDS. Also, Coach Jason Berniak, he is the head coach at Missouri Baptist University. He's in studio with us. Stick around. Greg Damon on At Your Service.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Back we come, my friends. KMOX is at your service here on a beautiful Tuesday night, going all the way till 10 o'clock. Greg Damon sitting in the big chair. In studio with us, we got Coach Jason Berniak. He is the head coach of Missouri Baptist University's football team. And on the phone with us, we are visiting with Coach Fred Bouchard, who's the head coach over at MICDS. And again, fellas, thank you so much for spending some of your Tuesday night with us.
Absolutely. We're excited to be here. And I got to give a quick shout out to my wife, Michelle, and kids, Tegan, Niall, and Kyan. They're listening. So I can't be home, they're listening on the radio.
That's all right.
There you go.
I think there's a young man that knows both of you that's listening at home as well. So.
Yep, absolutely.
There you go.
Well, want to talk about, we kind of talked a little bit about football and stuff. You guys brought up equipment, and I think that's a great thing. The equipment has really evolved to where, it is a lot safer, I know, than when I played, when there was just a foam pad and a helmet.
Yeah, no, the equipment's awesome. It just keeps getting better and better. We actually purchased 20 of the Riddell Axiom helmets, and that's a helmet that Dak Prescott wears.
He threw three interceptions.
Not Dak Prescott.
Okay.
The running back that used to be with the Cowboys, I'm blanking on him.
Zeke,
thank you, St. Louis guy.
That's right.
Zeke has worn that for the last couple of years, and we purchased 20 of them. You start to see them on TV a lot if you kind of understand what you're looking for with that helmet. But the interesting thing with that helmet is it's custom fit to our players. So they come in, they take a cell phone picture, 3D image of our guy's helmet or head. They then custom fit the helmet to their head, and then we get weekly printouts of contacts. So we can tell if they're hitting on top of their head, if they're hitting, the side. We can tell how big of an impact that was. Was it a moderate impact, a light impact? We get weekly printouts of all these helmets. So the technology just keeps getting better and better, and we're able to, at one point early on, we noticed we only have a couple of our DBs that are in that helmet, but we noticed that our DBs had a lot of impacts on the top of their head. So we needed to go in when we teach tackling, emphasize eyes up and all that stuff. So those little things help us coach better, but it also is there to keep the player safe and the equipment. And that's just Riddell. Shutt does a great job. There's a whole bunch of other manufacturers that are really putting a lot of emphasis into being a safe helmet, and that's just making our game better.
Yep. Coach Bouchard?
You know what? By the way, we have a few kids that have the Axiom also. I think actually we have a dozen in our inventory. One of the things I asked a kid, I said, hey, the chance for this helmet, but it was in the spring when they size them, and Coach is right, they take the image of it, but they have to lay. But the manufacturer, gentleman who came over, said, hey, guys, you have to have the haircut you're going to have in the fall because we fit your helmet to kind of match. And there was a kid was like, I don't think I should get one of those. I'm not sure what my – I'm like, well, it needs to be kind of like this, buddy. But anyway, those are some of the nuances I'm sure they're working through. But they do have to work like, 4 or 5 months out when they make a custom fit helmet, although the shell's being – the outside is pretty standard made. It's everything on the inside. So when they manufacture it to fit that specific kid's head, and you'll notice even in our inventory, that literally is a name that will say, Luke Allgaier or whoever else Brian Gould or whoever's wearing that helmet, it actually has their name on a little sticker in the back there. So it truly is a custom fit helmet. But no, I think those are some good innovations. How about the air conditioning in the helmet? The LSU was introducing that, and I don't know if it has been universally accepted. The Guardian's been around for quite a while, but that air conditioning, just to kind of cool it down, I got to think, Craig, you and I played probably about the same time. Those were like, hey, don't have water. It's going to give you a side ache if you have water. You got these salt tablets. It'll ramp that down.
Right.
Yeah. Were they trying to kill us? I mean, my gosh.
Well, I was a fat lineman, and we had one water break per practice, and it was a garden hose attached to a steel rod with holes drilled into it. And by the time the lineman got over there, coach was like, "Get back here!"
Yeah.
So
that's that was that's the improvement of equipment. Like we. We actually have watering stations, and they can go about any time they need water. And so we're a lot more careful and a lot more knowledgeable in those things. And I think there are some good innovations. And I think what Coach Berniak said is exactly what some of the things on the horizon. There's just so much really good technology that is helping us study the game and make some adjustments, whether in coaching or producing equipment that really will make a difference in the future.
Yeah, Greg, you mentioned earlier, you know, before we went to break about the rule change, you know, and Coach Bouchard mentioned the targeting. I think one of the biggest things that they have changed for the better is the blindside block.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, and, you know, you as a coach, I'm sure Coach Bouchard is the same way. When you get a guy breaking one, you know, and he's 40 yards out, you're just praying somebody isn't silly behind the play. But, you know, that blindside block, taking cutting out of the game, you know, how they've changed the wedge on kickoff. You know, all those little things are making the game safer. And although it's easy for people to sit back and say, hey, you know, the game's softer, it's not the same game, et cetera, to what Coach Bouchard said, I think is spot on. If it helps our game last longer, it's for the better. You know, we could go back to the 1950s, 1960s, when the guys would clothesline each other. And,
sure.
You know, I mean, there were people that were dying playing the game. You know, you go back to the early, when football started, it almost was banned because people were dying playing a game. We don't want that. We want to go have a game. It's a great game. It's one of the greatest games ever made, in my opinion. But we need to keep it around and make it last and make sure that people who play the game can have a quality of life after the game, because, you know, our life is going to be a lot more than playing.
Right. Well, you look at guys back then, they were passing away at 40 and 50 years old, you know, due to the equipment and the way they played and everything else. Now, I'll bring this up. You know, a lot of guys say that, hey, you know, you look back at the Dick Butkus and the Jack Lamberts and those guys. Those were real men. That was real tough. Dan Dierdorf, guys like that. But you look at these players today. Man, they are bigger, they are faster, they are stronger, and they hit a lot harder. And Coach Bouchard, I'll go with you.
You know what? We have some players that are absolutely chiseled. You know, we have a high school, our offensive line, we've got three offensive linemen that currently are over 6'5 and over 250 pounds. And if you roll this game back like 40 years, if you go back to the maybe 45, into the 70s, you know, the Steelers' offensive line and the Steel Curtain, their D-line, like, they weren't that big. They weren't as big as three-fifths of our offensive line at MICDS High School. It's just, it's amazing how nutrition, obviously, has changed us, how training has changed that. And yet those are, I think there are generational players like Dick Butkus and the ones you mentioned, Jack Lambert and Dan Deere, that would have played in any era and been exceptional. But I do think that it's pretty phenomenal how our kids have, many of them have just jumped in. You know, we constantly are talking about just buy into the process, jump in the process, do the process. And if you do that, you'll see these outcomes, and we're seeing that across the board as kids do watch their nutrition and really are fine tuned in their training. So I think it's it's pretty interesting to see the way high school kids. I look at Ryan Wingo, who's one of the higher recruited kids in our country, and right here in St. Louis, and what that guy looks like. You know, that's a prototype NFL receiver right now. He could go tomorrow on any college in the United States and be able to compete on that field right now. Like, that's pretty remarkable.
And I'm going to take a break here real quick. Coach B, hold your comment 1 second. Coach Bouchard, hang on with me some more, please.
Sounds great.
All right, fantastic. Folks, we are having some fun here today on KMOX's At Your Service, talking a little football. I'm loving it. Coach Jason Berniak from Missouri Baptist University hanging out with us. Also, Coach Fred Bouchard, from head coach over at MICDS as well, hanging out with us. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. .37 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. KMOX is At Your Service. We're talking a little football today. Coach Fred Bouchard, he's the head coach over at MICDS, is joining us on the phone. Also in studio, Coach Jason Berniak from Missouri Baptist University. Again, fellas, thanks for staying up late and hanging out with us here on KMOX is At Your Service this evening.
Oh, it's fun.
All right.
Always great to talk football.
That's absolutely right. So during the break, we were talking a little bit, and we hear all sorts of stuff about AI, where that's going, stuff like that. You were just telling me about a system called Catapult.
Catapult, yeah. I don't know if it's necessarily AI, but it's more of a tracking chip that there's a vest that the players wear underneath their pads, and there's a chip that tracks their movements. They wear it during games, wear it during practice. It gives coaches the ability to say, you know, how fast guys are running. So, you know, you can see, hey, they hit 22 mile an hour in that last practice, or in game when they got the ball in their hand, they hit this certain miles per hour. It also, what I think is really neat, is it tracks how much they've run throughout the course of a practice. So a lot of coaches will put it on their skill players, their receivers, their DBs, their running backs, and figure out, you know, how much are they running? How much, you know, how fast are they running when they do so? So, you know, it gives them a way to track conditioning, keep them healthy, keep them fresh. Like, hey, you know, on a Tuesday, they put in 6 miles throughout the course of the practice. So maybe we need to change that a little bit, tweak it, back them off of a little bit so that they're ready to go for Saturday. But, you know, it's just another piece of all this technology that's coming out and just continues to get better and better.
Well, Coach Bouchard, I want to ask you, you know, football, it's a long season starts. As a coach once told me, when does football season start? The day after it ends. That's when it starts for a lot of these guys. But for organization, you know, starting in the summertime, how do you keep these guys motivated all year long to go for the prize at the end?
You know, I think kids are just, they're pretty phenomenal what they deal with in today's world. I think if you threw social media and all that stuff back in the early 1980s, I certainly could have got myself in a whole lot of trouble. And so I really do, like, they balance stuff. So instead of saying, oh, these darn kids, they don't know what it's like, I think sometimes I'm looking at Dulcin like you have no idea what it's like. Like they're juggling a lot of different things and generally handling their business pretty well. So when it comes to motivation, I think part of it is you better make the game fun, and you better constantly make sure you're lifting them up and giving them a chance to feel good about the work that they're putting in. It can't always be at least at the high school level, and at MICDS, you know, our students, they, you know, it costs a lot to go to our private school. So our students have a lot of options generally just within the curriculum, within the program. So hopefully we make it fun and we have some success. We build a brotherhood amongst our players and try to make it a pretty tight-knit family group, and that really I have found the older I get, it's not necessarily what I'm doing to motivate, it's what they do for one another. And I just constantly believe, like, they just play hard for one another because of the regard they have for each other.
No, absolutely. Coach B?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think when you're sitting in the foxhole and you know what you're putting in the offseason, I think that's what that's what makes football so different, is how rigorous the offseason is. You know, whether it's high school and they're going those 25 days or whatever it is in the summer and it's hot and they're out there working together. For us, you know, we come back and we're going in January and we're working, you know, we're doing 6 a.m., conditioning and then lifting, and then we get into spring football. So there's so much that goes in together that by the time you get to the season, once they are playing for each other, that's when you have a really special group, you know, and they understand what went into the offseason to get to that point. That, you know, I always tell guys, you know, football is so unique because we put in all that time, you know, from January all the way into August, training camp, all that stuff for 10 games. You know, most sports, they'll have 10 games in the first third of their season, more than likely. That's one third of their season. These guys get 10 games. You know, if you play baseball, you'll get 40 games
right
in a spring. 40 games, you know, in basketball is not that unheard of. If you're playing football, you're getting 40 games in your high school career or 40 games in your college career, period. So it just makes everything so much more special. And I think that that's one of the things that makes it great. And what these guys can rally around is that they do so much to get to that point. Now it's their time to shine.
Coach Bouchard, I'll start you with this. What do you, because I really want to get your guys' opinion on this. What do you guys think of the NIL, the transfer portal? as a high school coach, or guys, you know, thinking, hey, I'm going to go to college and, you know, eventually I'm going to get up to D1. And Coach Bouchard, I'll start with you.
You know, I have mixed feelings of NIL because I do believe, and of the transfer portal, because I do believe in kids having those choices. Like, I think the restrictive rules that, you know, basically coaches were free agents, could do anything, could go anywhere, could leave a place at a drop of a hat, and players had to stick it out, felt not very congruent. Like, these folks get treated this way and these folks get treated this way. And I get it's a controlling piece. So I'm a believer that transfer portal has maybe opened up some of those opportunities. I also believe sometimes, you know, kids make the wrong choice through the recruiting process. Sometimes coaches, colleges make the wrong choice. They're like, hey, we thought this player was a lot better than they were. And the portal maybe allows that reset. The problem is the portals probably ended up being much more negative for kids, the student athletes. The numbers are pretty gross about, you know, these 1,000 kids enter the portal and it's like 350 of them land, and then 650 just are out there. And they're also, you know, you invest 2 years in school. So if you're even just taking, you know, let's say 12, 13 hours a semester, you know, you're sitting at 52 or 50 hours of credit. Well, when you transfer, you know, not all those are transferring. So all of a sudden you're resetting. And so for a group of people, sometimes that, you know, reaching the graduation mark and graduating from college can be challenging, partially because of their emphasis and the time they're putting into their sport. Now you add a transfer to this. Is this working negatively for kids? So I think there'll probably be some rules that are put in place. I hope that they think more about safeguards for young kids, for the student athletes, not necessarily rules that stifle their ability if they could move. But it sure would be good if there were some safeguards for our student athletes. The NIL, you know, we talked a little bit about Coach Prime, and I think, you know, Colorado is one of those examples of the guys who have signed up there. You know, their NIL market has changed dramatically since the time they signed up there. And so all of a sudden, you know, they're seeing maybe some of the benefits of what that looks like when you play in some of those high profile programs for high profile coaches. And I'm kind of a fan of Coach Prime. I think he's kind of thrown college football on its head and said, these are the rules that you guys have made, and I'm going to use them to our best advantage to see if we can turn this thing around in a lot faster time than conventionally it would have happened. So I'm not sure if I gave you any substantial answer. Jason's living it a little bit more now. Where we live at the high school level is that the portal has really changed high school recruiting. There's a lot of folks that I've talked to who are like, hey, you know, we had 25 openings, but we've got to go find, you know, 6 portal kids. So I'm only looking for 19 high school kids, as opposed to in years of past, they were looking for 25 high school kids. So there's some changes that have impacted high school recruiting, but it'll be interesting to see the way. It just feels like a little bit of Wild West right now, and there'll probably be some tightening. But again, I hope there's some safeguards for student athletes.
Coach B?
Yeah, I think that one of the issues that I have with the NIL and the transfer portal is just how the NCAA just kind of stepped away from it. You know, they had all these rules in place when I was playing. You know, kind of a funny story, actually, but I grew up on had cattle and did raise cattle for a 4-H project. My wife grew up on a farm. That's how we kind of met and stuff. And when we were in college, we were going to buy a cow together, and the NCAA forbade it because they said it was a way to shuffle one of us money, and we were both student athletes.
Oh my God.
So, you know, to get to that point to where we are now is very interesting. I think, you know, the name, image, likeness, I'm all for. You know, I think that the college football had got to a point where why shouldn't these guys be able to put their name out there and make some money? But it's not being used for that. it's not just a name, image, likeness. Like, you've got now, I saw a thing where Ohio State is struggling on whether they're going to pay, because recruits are saying, you're going to pay me $5,000 if I'm going to come visit. And then you have other, you know, other people where it's like, hey, if you sign with us, we'll give you this money. It's not about, hey, we're going to use your name and your athleticism to go promote a brand. If that's happening, I got no issue with it. But this just wild, wild west, we're paying you to sign a scholarship. We're paying you to come here. I know there was one program I walked into a school here locally. They had a really high profile guy, and I won't name names. I won't name universities, but the coach of that D1 university said, if you sign with us, you'll be guaranteed $87,000. You look at the University of Utah here recently, they just made a lot of news because every scholarship player was awarded a brand new truck. That's not name, image, likeness.
Right.
That is just flat out paying them. And I think what you're going to see is you're going to see a bigger gap between men, football specifically, and women's sports, because the tennis players aren't getting that.
Sure, absolutely.
And I don't think that's a good thing. When you talk about the portal, honestly, there's been some big coaches that I've heard that are talking about why we – yeah, go ahead.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stick around. More KMOX at your service. .53 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. KMOX is at your service, talking a little football here. Greg Damon sitting in the big chair. Coach Jason Berniak, he's the head coach of Missouri Baptist. Also on the phone with us, Coach Fred Bouchard, who's the head coach over at MICDS. Again, fellas, great having you on. I tell you, time really flies. Before we went to break, Coach Berniak, you were talking about the transfer portal.
Yeah, so just finish that quickly. I know we're running out of time here, but one of the D1 coach was starting to talk about the portal, that, you know, maybe they're going to not even recruit high school players anymore. They're just going to look for guys that are seasoned and
wow,
build their team that way. And I see that happening, honestly. I think it's going to really affect the high school players. I think it's going to affect smaller programs like us about developing guys, because it's going to be a trickle-down effect. You're going to see, you know, everybody's going to go pick from other programs their better players, and it's going to be interesting to see how it's all legislated. I think one of the biggest other things that I would say with the NIL quickly is, if they're going to give these kids this type of money, they need to be giving them some type of financial schooling with
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, when you get in the NFL, you have an agent, and an agent's supposed to help you with that. The schools need to be taking that on.
Fantastic. Well, Coach Fred Bouchard, is time always goes so quick when we're talking football. For folks out there who want more information about MICDS or football at MICDS, where can they go?
Oh, I just go to the website, and if you happen to have a son, I'm sure this is some probably rules violation, but if you have a son who can play a little bit and love school, and honestly, our school is just an outstanding school. I think just the niche ratings came out, and we rank second in the entire state for private schools. And so MICDS is a great place to go to school. And we've been competitive on the football field over the 4 years that I've been there. We've won 36 and 5 in those 4 years. So we win plenty of football games also. So if you're looking for something like that, we'd love to have folks come look at our school and come visit and shadow and spend time with who we think are some outstanding.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
.9:37 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. KMOX is at your service. We're talking a little football today. Coach Fred Bouchard, he's the head coach over at MICDS, is joining us on the phone. Also in studio, Coach Jason Berniak from Missouri Baptist University. Again, fellas, thanks for staying up late and hanging out with us here on KMOX is at your service this evening.
Oh, it's fun.
All right.
Always great to talk football.
That's absolutely right. So during the break, we were talking a little bit, and we hear all sorts of stuff about AI, where that's going, stuff like that. You were just telling me about a system called Catapult.
Catapult, yeah. It's I don't know if it's necessarily AI, but it's more of a tracking chip that there's a vest that the players wear underneath their pads, and there's a chip that tracks their movements. They wear it during games, wear it during practice. It gives coaches the ability to say, you know, how fast guys are running. So, you know, you can see, hey, they hit 22 mile an hour in that last practice, or in game when they got the ball in their hand, they hit this certain miles per hour. It also, what I think is really neat is it tracks how much they've run throughout the course of a practice. So a lot of coaches will put it on their skill players, their receivers, their DBs, their running backs, and figure out, you know, how much are they running? How much, you know, how fast are they running when they do so? So, you know, it gives them a way to track conditioning, keep them healthy, keep them fresh. Like, hey, you know, on a Tuesday, they put in 6 miles throughout the course of the practice. So maybe we need to change that a little bit, tweak it, back them off of a little bit so that they're ready to go for Saturday. But, you know, it's just another piece of all this technology that's coming out and just continues to get better and better.
Well, Coach Bouchard, I want to ask you, you know, football, it's a long season starts. Well, as a coach once told me, when does football season start? The day after it ends. That's when it starts for a lot of these guys. But for organization, you know, starting in the summertime, how do you keep these guys motivated all year long to go for the prize at the end?
You know, I first off, I think kids are just, they're pretty phenomenal what they deal with in today's world. I think if you threw social media and all that stuff back in the early 1980s, I certainly could have got myself in a whole lot of trouble. And so I really do, like, they balance stuff. So instead of saying, oh, these darn kids, they don't know what it's like, I think sometimes I'm looking at Dulcin like you have no idea what it's like. Like they're juggling a lot of different things and generally handling their business pretty well. So when it comes to motivation, I think part of it is you better make the game fun, and you better constantly make sure you're lifting them up and giving them a chance to feel good about the work that they're putting in. It can't always be at least at the high school level. And at MICDS, you know, our students, it costs a lot to go to our private school. So our students have a lot of options generally just within the curriculum, within the program. So hopefully we make it fun and we have some success. We build a brotherhood amongst our players and try to make it a pretty tight-knit family group, and that really I have found the older I get, it's not necessarily what I'm doing to motivate, it's what they do for one another. And I just constantly believe, like, they just play hard for one another because of the regard they have for each other.
No, absolutely. Coach B?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think when you're sitting in the foxhole and you know what you're putting in the offseason, I think that's what makes football so different, is how rigorous the offseason is. You know, whether it's high school and they're going those 25 days or whatever it is in the summer and it's hot and they're out there working together. For us, you know, we come back and we're going in January and we're working, you know, we're doing 6 a.m., conditioning and then lifting, and then we get into spring football. So there's so much that goes in together that by the time you get to the season, once they are playing for each other, that's when you have a really special group, you know, and they understand what went into the offseason to get to that point. That, you know, I always tell guys, you know, football is so unique because we put in all that time, you know, from January all the way into August, training camp, all that stuff for 10 games. You know, most sports, they'll have 10 games in the first third of their season, more than likely. That's one third of their season. These guys get 10 games. You know, if you play baseball, you'll get 40 games
right
in a spring. 40 games, you know, in basketball is not that unheard of. If you're playing football, you're getting 40 games in your high school career or 40 games in your college career, period. So it just makes everything so much more special. And I think that that's one of the things that makes it great. And what these guys can rally around is that they do so much to get to that point. Now it's their time to shine.
Coach Richard, I'll start you with this. What do you, because I really want to get your guys' opinion on this. What do you guys think of the NIL, the transfer portal? As a high school coach, are guys, you know, thinking, hey, I'm going to go to college and, you know, eventually I'm going to get up to D1? And Coach Bouchard, I'll start with you.
You know, I have mixed feelings of NIL because I do believe, and of the transfer portal, because I do believe in kids having those choices. Like, I think the restrictive rules that, you know, basically coaches were free agents, could do anything, that could go anywhere, could leave a place at a drop of a hat, and players had to stick it out, felt not very congruent. Like, these folks get treated this way and these folks get treated this way. And I get it, it's a controlling piece. So I'm a believer that transfer portal has maybe opened up some of those opportunities. I also believe sometimes, you know, kids make the wrong choice through the recruiting process. Sometimes coaches, colleges make the wrong choice. They're like, hey, we thought this player was a lot better than they were. And the portal maybe allows that reset. The problem is the portal's probably ended up being much more negative for kids, the student athletes. The numbers are pretty gross about, you know, these 1,000 kids enter the portal and it's like 350 of them land, and then 650 just are out there. And they're also, you know, you invest 2 years in school. So if you're even just taking, you know, let's say 12, 13 hours a semester, you know, you're sitting at 52 or 50 hours of credit. Well, when you transfer, you know, not all those are transferring. So all of a sudden you're resetting. And so for a group of people, sometimes that, you know, reaching the graduation mark and graduating from college can be challenging, partially because of their emphasis and the time they're putting into their sport. Now you add a transfer to this. Is this working negatively for kids? So I think there'll probably be some rules that are put in place. I hope that they think more about safeguards for young kids, for the student athletes, not necessarily rules that stifle their ability if they could move. But it sure would be good if there were some safeguards for our student athletes. The NIL, you know, we talked a little bit about Coach Prime, and I think, you know, Colorado is one of those examples of the guys who have signed up there. You know, their NIL market has changed dramatically since the time they signed up there. And so all of a sudden, you know, they're seeing some of the benefits of what that looks like when you play in some of those high profile programs for high profile coaches. And I'm kind of a fan of Coach Prime. I think he's kind of thrown college football on its head and said, these are the rules that you guys have made. And I'm going to use them to our best advantage to see if we can turn this thing around in a lot faster time than conventionally it would have happened. So I'm not sure if I gave you any substantial answer. Jason's living it a little bit more now. Where we live at the high school level is that the portal has really changed high school recruiting. There's a lot of folks that I've talked to who are like, hey, you know, we had 25 openings, but we've got to go find, you know, six portal kids. So I'm only looking for 19 high school kids, as opposed to in years of past, they were looking for 25 high school kids. So there's some changes that have impacted high school recruiting, but it'll be interesting to see the way. It just feels like a little bit of Wild West right now, and there'll probably be some tightening. But again, I hope there's some safeguards for student athletes.
Coach B?
Yeah, I think that one of the issues that I have with the NIL and the transfer portal is just how the NCAA just kind of stepped away from it. You know, they had all these rules in place when I was playing. You know, kind of a funny story, actually, but I grew up on had cattle and did raise cattle for 4-H project. My wife grew up on a farm. That's how we kind of met and stuff. And when we were in college, we were going to buy a cow together, and the NCAA forbid it because they said it was a way to shuffle one of us money, and we were both student athletes.
Oh my God.
So, you know, to get to that point to where we are now is very interesting. I think, you know, the name, image, likeness, I'm all for. You know, I think that the college football had got to a point where why shouldn't these guys be able to put their name out there and make some money? But it's not being used for that. It's not just a name, image, likeness. Like, you've got now, I saw a thing where Ohio State is struggling on whether they're going to pay, because recruits are saying, you're going to pay me $5,000 if I'm going to come visit. And then you have other, other people where it's like, hey, if you sign with us, we'll give you this money. It's not about, hey, we're going to use your name and your athleticism to go promote a brand. If that's happening, I got no issue with it. But this just wild, wild west, we're paying you to sign a scholarship. We're paying you to come here. I know there was one program, I walked into a school here locally. They had a really high profile guy, and I won't name names. I won't name universities, but the coach of that D1 university said, if you sign with us, you'll be guaranteed $87,000. You look at the University of Utah here recently, they just made a lot of news because every scholarship player was awarded a brand new truck. That's not name, image, likeness.
Right.
That is just flat out paying them. And I think what you're going to see is you're going to see a bigger gap between men, football specifically, and women's sports, because the tennis players aren't getting that.
Sure, absolutely.
And I don't think that's a good thing. When you talk about the portal, honestly, there's been some big coaches that I've heard that are talking about why we go ahead.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stick around. More KMOX at your service. .953 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. KMOX is at your service, talking a little football here. Greg Damon sitting in the big chair. Coach Jason Berniak, he's the head coach of Missouri Baptist. Also on the phone with us, Coach Fred Bouchard, who's the head coach over at MICDS. Again, fellas, great having you on. I tell you, time really flies. Before we went to break, Coach Berniak, you were talking about the transfer portal.
Yeah, so just finish that quickly. I know we're running out of time here, but one of the D1 coach was starting to talk about the portal, that, you know, maybe they're going to not even recruit high school players anymore. They're just going to look for guys that are seasoned and
wow,
build their team that way. And I see that happening, honestly. I think it's going to really affect the high school players. I think it's going to affect smaller programs like us about developing guys, because it's going to be a trickle-down effect. You're going to see, you know, everybody's going to go pick from other programs. They're better players, and it's going to be interesting to see how it's all legislated. I think one of the biggest other things that I would say with the NIL quickly is, if they're going to give these kids this type of money, they need to be giving them some type of financial schooling with
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, when you get in the NFL, you have an agent, and an agent's supposed to help you with that. The schools need to be taking that on.
Fantastic. Well, Coach Fred Bouchard, time always goes so quick when we're talking football. For folks out there who want more information about MICDS or football at MICDS, where can they go?
Oh, I just go to the website, and And if you happen to have a son, I'm sure this is some probably rules violation, but if you have a son who can play a little bit and love school, and honestly, our school is just an outstanding school. I think it just the NITCH ratings came out, and we ranked second in the entire state for private schools. And so MICDS is a great place to go to school. And we've been competitive on the football field over the 4 years that I've been there. We've won 36-5 in those 4 years. So we win plenty of football games also. So if you're looking for something like that, we'd love to have folks come look at our school and come visit and shadow and spend time with who we think are some outstanding young people who walk our halls and do the work and then play on our teams.
Thanks, Coach. Coach B?
Yeah, so we're always looking for great guys that are high character, love the game. Well, you can go to our website, www.mbuspartans.com, or you can always follow me on social media at MBU Coach B on Twitter or X, I guess. But we'd love to have guys out. Our next home game is October 21st. We're home at 1:00, and we'd love to have anybody out there as our guest and watch us take on Baker University out of Kansas.
Well, fellas, it's been so much fun, but we're out of time. Again, thanks to Coach Fred Bouchard, Coach Jason Berniak for coming out. We're going to do this again because I just love talking football. Thanks, fellas. I appreciate it. Folks, that's going to about wrap up this edition of the KMOX At Your Service. I appreciate you so much for listening to us. I hope you had as much fun as what I did. Hey, remember, you guys be nice to each other out there. Be nice to each other. We'll be back Sunday with the KMOX Auto Show at 3:00. We'll see you then. .53 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. KMOX is at your service, talking a little football here. Greg Damon sitting in the big chair. Coach Jason Berniak, he's the head coach of Missouri Baptist. Also on the phone with us, Coach Fred Bouchard, who's the head coach over at MICDS. Again, fellas, great having you on. I tell you, time really flies. Before we went to break, Coach Berniak, you were talking about the transfer portal.
Yeah, so just finish that quickly. I know we're running out of time here, but one of the D1 coach was starting to talk about the portal that, you know, maybe they're going to not even recruit high school players anymore. They're just going to look for guys that are seasoned and wow, build their team that way. And I see that happening, honestly. I think it's going to really affect the high school players. I think it's going to affect smaller programs like us about developing guys because it's going to be a trickle-down effect. You're going to see, you know, everybody's going to go pick from other programs their better players, and it's going to be interesting to see how it's all legislated. I think one of the biggest other things that I would say with the NIL quickly is if they're going to give these kids this type of money, they need to be giving them some type of financial schooling with
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, when you get in the NFL, you have an agent, and an agent's supposed to help you with that. The schools need to be taking that on.
Fantastic. Well, Coach Fred Bouchard, time always goes so quick when we're talking football. For folks out there who want more information about MICDS or football at MICDS, where can they go?
Oh, I just go to the website, and if you happen to have a son, I'm sure this is some probably rules violation, but if you have a son who can play a little bit and love school, and honestly, our school is just an outstanding school. I think it just the NITCH ratings came out, and we ranked second in the entire state for private schools. And so MICDS is a great place to go to school. And we've been competitive on the football field over the 4 years that I've been there. We've won 36-5 in those 4 years. So we win plenty of football games also. So if you're looking for something like that, we'd love to have folks come look at our school and come visit and shadow and spend time with who we think are some outstanding young people who walk our halls and do the work and then play on our teams.
Thanks, Coach. Coach B?
Yeah, so we're always looking for great guys that are high character, love the game. Well, you can go to our website, www.mbuspartans.com, or you can always follow me on social media at MBU Coach B, MBU Coach B on Twitter or X, I guess. But we'd love to have guys out. Our next home game is October 21st. We're home at 1:00, and we'd love to have anybody out there as our guest and watch us take on Baker University out of Kansas.
Well, fellas, it's been so much fun, but we're out of time again. Thanks to Coach Fred Bouchard, Coach Jason Berniak for coming out. We're going to do this again because I just love talking football. Thanks, fellas. I appreciate it. Folks, that's going to about wrap up this edition of the KMOX At Your Service. I appreciate you so much for listening to us. I hope you had as much fun as what I did. Hey, remember, you guys be nice to each other out there. Be nice to each other. We'll be back Sunday with the KMOX Auto Show at 3 o'clock. We'll see you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.